You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Greco-Romance.
I was reading about hippies yesterday. No, it's super widely, you know, it's like one in three people have and they don't even know. It could be asymptomatic.
But not ear herpes.
Right, yeah, true.
And you're on air. Hi, Greco-Romance.
Good morning.
Surprise.
Morning, Damien, Billy and Mikey. How's it going this morning?
Good.
We were a bit stressed trying to get here. 10 minutes up the road, we should have cycled.
Yeah.
It's hectic.
Bloody gnarly out there in the city.
Yeah.
Take it up with Wayne Brown now.
He won't even attend, though, if we tried.
Yeah, exactly. We just heard Get to Work, the alarming dystopian remix done by Carl Steven.
Yeah, that was so awesome to get him to sort of help out with that.
That's pretty special. You've been getting a few mates to remix Greco-Romance songs here and there. What's in the works? Is there some exciting remix projects happening, perhaps?
We are going to start basically drip-feeding from November all the lovely folks who've contributed.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's basically our whole first album, which was called Red Tower, mm-hmm. and then it's going to be a remix album of that album called Shred Tower.
Shred Tower. Excellent.
Sauerkraut-themed.
Nice. Tasty and fermented.
Yeah. So we've got lots of good folks on that.
We got Eden Burns, Keepsakes, Carl Stevens, you heard, I'm Amelia.
Black Snake Whip.
Oh, yes. Yeah, nice.
Duo Alias, Ron Gallipoli, Mercedes Cambridge, which is Nick Hart's new project.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, and Ealing. You can't forget Ealing. He's an awesome producer from London.
Oh, hell yeah. This is pretty special. Also special is the 95 BFM Halloween party, which you're going to be shredding at this weekend.
Very excited.
Excited as puppies with hands.
I'm very keen about this because even on a non-spooky night out, a Greco-Romance show is a spectacle to behold. So I'm expecting there's going to be some good outfits going on, bit of theatre happening.
Listen.
What have you got for us?
Like, the pressure was on.
Thanks.
And thanks to you and others here at BFM. So, look, we've got a bit of a narrative to the look, but we can't say too much.
We have to tell a story on stage, you know?
Yeah. It's important.
Throwing stuff on.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to go get outfitted after this.
Mm. Excellent. Where are you going to source your bits and pieces?
Shout out to First Scene, the one and only.
Well, I mean, we're paying for it, so I mean, but yes.
Well, hold on.
Well, no, they're great.
We could have arranged some sort of
the best costumes in all of Aotearoa.
They might be listening right now, and you'll get down there and be like, "Here, it's on the house."
Miranda,
you're a great lady.
So First Scene is iconic. I'm imagining then, you know, bit of theatricality. Are we keeping it topical? Are we going historical?
Jimmy Savile, yeah. No.
Oh, God.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not. No, it's pretty topical. One might say political.
Oh, okay.
But it's timeless. Also whimsical.
Yeah.
Whimsical, nice.
Yeah.
And comfortable.
Well, that's the main thing, really, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
See, you're saying comfortable.
Yeah, it's true.
Not my
it's
world,
true.
This arrangement.
Nice.
But,
anyway, you'll have to come on down to the Halloween party in order to see it all in the flesh.
Excited to play with all those bands.
It's going to be so great. If people have just tuned in and they're wondering who else might be playing at the Halloween party, we've got Amelia, Dalian Road, LAW, Greco-Romance, Half Hexagon and Slumbug. Yeah.
Durp.
Two goats for Slumbug from Mikey there. They're coming from teams and they're so great. I haven't seen them play for ages, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's been a while.
They know how to get spooky for sure.
Yeah, we played at a Chris Stapp party, sort of like a pretty messy affair. That was fun. They were great.
Excellent.
They were awesome.
They were really great. Yeah.
You've got a brand new song for us, which we're going to have a little spin of in a moment. When will we be able to hear this one properly? Because this is an exclusive listen right now, but it's not actually out for a wee while.
Yes and no. So I guess like our plan of attack is basically to do like a tandem drip feed between the remix album and then our second album.
Nice.
Called Wet Exit.
Oh, love that.
And that'll be leading all the way up to the release early next year. It's just that we've been waiting for our place in the vinyl queue, which has been confirmed and it's
excellent.
Been made. And we're sort of, you know, without putting dates down just yet, we're getting the tour for it ready, which will be early next year. But in saying that, the drip feed thing means that you probably will hear it in the next month or so.
Okay, cool. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you sing along to this shit.
That's we will learn the lyrics as fast as we learn them for Get to Work, it has to be said.
It's got guest yodeling by Ron Gallipoli and baritone sax from Jeff Henderson.
Hell yeah.
Which is very exciting.
What a
One
crew.
Of the things about Wet Exit is that we have a lot of contributors.
Nice.
We've got lots of friends in whānau who've done some nice music for us as well, so yeah.
I'm very excited to hear a bit more of that. Before we get stuck into the song, any tips for people trying to sort out their Halloween costumes for this weekend? Billy, we were just getting good tips from you off here about how to potentially make an egg and some toast, cardboard or reticulated foam. We're going to see what we can get our hands on. But what would be your tip for someone trying to pull together a spooky outfit?
I would say go big or go home.
Yeah.
I always think if you go half-assed, you're going to look dumb.
You are, yeah.
But if you look dumb, you're going to look great.
Yeah, exactly.
Just lean into it.
Now that is good advice.
Also, another shout out. This is not sponsored content, but Body Effects in Morningside is a special effects makeup place, and they're really great.
They
you should
really
go
great.
And support them, and they'll hook you up and teach you how to do gory stuff if that's what you're into.
Bleed, seep, burn, they'll help you out.
Yeah, they're awesome. So yeah,
I think they're also the go-to place for all that like biodegradable glitter as well.
They are,
which is cool.
Yeah.
So
never heard. That's new to me.
Yeah.
How long does it take to biodegrade?
It's like made of seaweed and stuff. Yeah. I don't know how it works, but
probably
it's
good for the garden.
Yeah. It's glittery, yeah. Glittery amongst like your tomatoes.
Just shake off.
It's just plastic. Yeah. So, you know, shouldn't be messing with that.
So that's a great, that is a great shout. Body FX are an awesome little shop. I used to live really near to that when also First Scene used to be right there as well. Oh, it was so handy. But
iconic duo.
Very iconic duo. We're going to have a listen to Celestial Poison now, the new song, which we're getting a sneaky early spin of. Go Big or Go Home. We'll see you at the Halloween party this weekend. Very excited for that, to find out what the costume you're about to go construct is. Thank you very much for coming in, Greco-Romanc.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Saturday.
Bye.
Now take the vow.
Greco-Romanc, Celestial Poison. That is a sneaky early listen to a song that's going to be released maybe a little bit later on in the year. If you want to get some more sneaky early reveals of not only new music, but costumes and vibes from Greco-Romanc, then you should head along to our Halloween party, which is happening this weekend. It's going to be so much fun. Go big or go home, as Billy said. Bring an excellent costume with you. There's going to be so many awesome artists playing. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar. It's going to be Whammy Bar and Backroom. Big dress-up party vibes. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.